Hi, I'm Naomi. I'm also from Washington State. Today I was going to talk about work-related injury factors and safety climate perception. So why trucking? As you know, it's a high-risk industry both in Washington and the nation. They have high claims rates, costs, and fatalities. They're also a kind of unique occupation. They're getting older, and they're sometimes considered lone or remote workers where they're not in contact with supervisors or coworkers except infrequently or by dispatcher. Safety climate has been defined as shared perceptions among workers of how their organization prioritizes safety, and we care about that because that has been shown in previous literature to be a critical point for truck drivers. And it can also may be linked to fewer injuries or better reporting. So we wanted to see if a general measure of this safety climate could be associated with work-related injury occurrence. So to identify the population, we sent two rounds of surveys in 2010 and 2012 to truck drivers, and those were identified from the Washington Department of Licensing database, and it was limited to those who are currently working as truck drivers. And as you can see, we asked about a variety of health, safety, and work behaviors. The climate scale that we used was Hahn and Murphy from 2008. It was a 5-point response scale from strongly disagree to strongly agree, and it was coded so that the more positive the response to this question, like, yes, we are told when to follow the safety practices, that was given a higher score. Results, about 21.6% reported having a work-related injury, and the respondents were mostly male and older. 2,111 had a combined safety perception score. They completed all the items on the scale. And those that had a good or positive score, which was at least 3 or higher, were found to be significantly more likely to file a claim for their work-related injury. Slightly. Then we did some logistic regression model testing to see what might play a role. Safety perceptions, age and sex were not significantly related, but safety perception score, which was continuous, was for every 1-point increase in the composite score, there was about a 35% lower odds of having a work-related injury in the past 12 months. Increased risk, however, was associated with driving assignment of being less than truckload, and that may be because their routes are busier, they spend more time loading and unloading cargo, hooking up and disconnecting trailers, and have a busier route than like a long-haul trucker, which was another category. Another increased risk was pressure to work faster, which is also related to that safety climate and to dispatcher and supervisor roles, and it echoes perceptions from the NIOSH long-haul trucker survey, where many, if not most, reported unrealistically tight schedules. Increased risk was also associated with daytime sleepiness, which may be related to age and obesity or other factors, also shift work. Another source of safety climate information that we looked at was interviews with our trucking industry steering committee stakeholders, the TIRES project, the Trucking Injury Reduction Emphasis Through Surveillance project, was started in 2005 to address these needs in Washington, and we have a stakeholder group and a steering committee, and they also highlighted the need for management buy-in as well as lots of training. Some of the next steps, based on these interviews and other work that TIRES has done interviewing hundreds of drivers and safety managers, is developing an intervention that emphasizes many of these aspects of safety climate, as well as we added the climate scale module for 1 year to the Washington Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System in 2014. And preliminary findings, here's a spoiler, there are differences between industry categories and occupation categories. Some show significantly lower composite safety perception scores than others, as well as certain worker groups. So if you'd like to find out more about the progress and results of what's going on to reduce trucking industries in Washington, sign up on our website, sign up for the e-newsletter.